and Jess. Mornings on Mix 106.5.
Hello, what's up? Welcome to your Wednesday show, everybody.
Good morning, happy Wednesday.
Thank you for checking this out. There's literally, at this point, probably a million things that you could be listening to, watching, scrolling, you know what I mean? But like, you're here, so thank you for doing that. Okay, would you rather Wednesday? This is where we give you two unfortunate scenarios. You just got to choose one or the other and tell us why. And we understand. You can't be like, neither. That's not fun. So, on the tales of Easter, would you rather only eat Peeps for the rest of your life?
Ugh.
Or only eat black licorice for the rest of your life? That's it. That's it. It's simple today, man. That's it. You get two options. Two food groups. Every meal for the rest of your life, you can only eat like a plate of Peeps. So you sit down, just a pile of Peeps.
Yeah.
Or like spaghetti black licorice. It's your choice. 410-583-1065. You can only choose one. And some of y'all love one of those, so this might be...
That's true. If you love both, you're like, woohoo!
Might be an easy one for some of y'all.
I have to go with Peeps because I can't even handle the smell of black licorice for some reason.
Yeah.
And like,
is it the Jaeger? I think Jaeger ruined it for some of
whatever that smell is, like, I can't even handle it. And also, like, it stains your mouth.
Yeah.
And like your teeth, and that freaks me out. So unfortunately, I have Peeps, to go with though, Peeps, even though I really don't want to.
Are, man.
I really don't want
Charlotte,
to.
Charlotte, you only get one for the rest of your life. Which one's it going to be?
Oh, I'm definitely going Peeps.
Why?
I'm not a Peeps hater the way everyone else is.
Yeah. Okay.
I don't get like...
You love them?
Thrilled about them, but yeah. Like, I don't get offended by them either.
Okay.
I don't hate, honestly, everyone gets so riled up over both of those. I don't hate either one of those, but if I had to choose one.
I hate both.
I would, only because Peeps get so incredibly messy. Like, black licorice, I can manage. I can manage eating that a whole lot easier. Peeps do get everywhere, and that's what I just have to think about.
Wait, what? How? What's on them?
That sugar coating.
Oh.
Like, the second you start eating those, like, it's just, it gets everywhere. So, like, I can't deal with that sugar. It'd be everywhere. Like, just think about the grittiness of it.
Yeah.
Like, I couldn't do it. So, I'm going all in black licorice the rest of my life, hands down.
Now.
These are the top three trending stories in the city.
The Baltimore top three. With Jess. Number three.
Mr. Trash Wheel got a major glow up and it's got purple pride all over it. The Baltimore Ravens just announced a $3.75 million partnership with the Waterfront Partnership to support Baltimore's Healthy Harbor Initiative. This is going to fund operations, new tech, and so many things. And this also means big things for Mr. Trash Wheel and the entire Trash Wheel family. Over the next 5 years, the goal is to remove 5 million pounds of trash from the harbor. And yes, Mr. Trash Wheel is now officially repping the flock, and he has been fully suited up in a brand new Ravens uniform. Have you seen him?
Did you see the video of it?
He's so cute.
It was like they were doing a draft yesterday when they revealed it. And I was like, it's like so Baltimore. It's like the most Baltimore thing they could have done.
It's all really, purple. He's got the Ravens logo on each wheel. It's so sick.
Sometimes Baltimore like outdoes itself. And I'm like, it's like the perfect combination of things that all came together yesterday. Beautiful.
Number two.
Attention, coffee lovers. Starbucks just made a massive menu change to cut back on prep time, but do not panic because they are still bringing back some of your summer favorites. The Summer Skies drink is making its return. That's kind of like a remix of the Summer Berry Refresher. A completely new drink that's coming to the menu is the Horchata Oat Milk Shaken Espresso. Did you see that?
I'm so excited.
Yeah,
I love
that. Looks fire. Oh, they're also adding a new strawberries and cream cake pop. That looks super cute. As of right now, we don't have an official drop date yet, but based on tradition, the summer menu is expected to hit stores in early May. And since May is literally starting next week, we could possibly even get it next week.
Yeah.
Number one.
Ben Affleck may be worth millions, but he is not raising his kids to expect a handout. So he was on the Today Show this week, and he shared that it's really important for his kids to have minimum wage jobs so that they can learn the value of hard work and money. So he shares three teenagers with Jennifer Gardner, and his youngest, Sam, who is 13, just had a run-in with this lesson when he asked Ben for a pair of $6,000 sneakers in a video that actually went viral last month. But Ben went into instant dad mode and did not sugarcoat his response. Take a listen.
What? These sneakers? I was like, those sneakers are $6,000. What are you talking about? Wow. Really, I paid like, what are you going to do? Mow lawns? Like, you got $6,000? He's like, we have the money. I was like, I have some money. You're broke.
Ben says that even when you love your kids, you do them a disservice if you don't teach them that they have to work for what they want.
Man.
And it was actually kind of cool because, so Ben is a massive sneakerhead, if you didn't know. And it's cool that his youngest son has gotten into that passion. And they're at some sort of convention and their shoes all over. And some influencer spots them and he shows Sam these pairs of shoes, which happen to be his favorite. And they're $6,000. And, you know, he's like, Dad, like, what's up? And he's right. Like, if you want to do 1,000 hours of mowing lawns, you can. But like, dude, there's no way.
But it has to be kind of confusing. Let's like break this down for a second. Like, if you live this Hollywood lifestyle and you live in a mansion and you ride around these fancy cars all day, and then all of a sudden your dad's like, no, you're broke. You can't get anything. It has to be a little bit confusing for some of these kids to try to understand like what they can have and what they can't. So I guess I can understand their confusion of like what is mine and what is not, you know? Like the confusion. Like, I would also be confused of, can I have $6,000 sneakers or can I not? Like, should I be able to ask for this or should I not, you know? Like,
yeah, I think that what he's doing, though, is probably the best way to go about it, especially because he did not grow up with money.
Right, yeah.
And so he doesn't want to take away, sure. I think, that, I don't know, that drive.
Right,
you know, because I feel like that is definitely a disservice later on. Yeah. This is Jess, and that's your top three brought to you by Goal Vision. Good morning.
Have you seen this TikTok challenge? This is called the I Will Always Love You Challenge. And you've heard this song a million times by now. I mean, let's be honest, it was, what, 1992?
I wish you love.
And more importantly, you've heard this drop a million times, right? Like,
and I will.
What's making this challenge more interesting on TikTok right now is people are trying to catch
The drop,
mm-hmm. right? Because what makes the drop really hard in the Whitney Houston song is like, it doesn't really, there's no beat to the song. It just kind of comes
it's
in.
It's all out feeling.
Of, out of no, it's
literally all Whitney.
Vibes. It's all on vibes. It goes 100% on vibes. Like you can't really like figure out mm-hmm. where exactly that boom comes in, right? So if you go on TikTok right now, everyone's trying to figure out, can they find out?
Just based on memory. Yeah.
Memory? In vibes. So this morning, the show is going to try to take on the I Will Always Love You Challenge, because we collectively have all heard that song a million times. You have too. And you can try to do this along in the car this morning. All right, Charlotte, you're up this morning. We're all going to start this on the same exact place and figure out, can we catch the drop of I Will Always Love You? And let's see how we can do this the best. All right, Charlotte's up first with...
I'm using a spoon, so it'll sound...
A spoon and a pan. That's the like best we got this morning. That's our budget. All right, here goes Charlotte. Charlotte and I Will Always Love You.
Right. I wish you love.
Can she do it? You can't.
You were close. You were close.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know.
You were close.
I don't know if it was that close, but
you were close.
Thank you.
You were close.
All right. Pass it over here. As the eldest member of this show, I've had the most experience, so I should be able to do this the best. All right.
Okay.
Take it back and the Cranes with I Will Always Love You Challenge.
I wish you.
It's harder, by the way. It's harder than you think.
So far, Charlotte's in first place.
No, she missed it. Bro, she missed the beat.
But you were so early. Like, you were way more
It was
more
not
off.
Way early. It was not way early.
Do you think that he was worse off than you?
Definitely.
I felt like you were closer.
You guys can decide. Okay, Jess. Jess probably knows this song
braver.
The best.
Huh? He was braver.
No, yeah. Your intent was stronger, but I do think it was further away from the beat, though.
Okay, Jess is going to do the I Will Always Love You challenge. We're trying to catch the beat. This is really big on TikTok right now. All right, goes Jess and I Will Always Love You challenge.
I wish you love.
Come on.
Drop. I think I said something. Yeah.
Oh. Wait, did you just cuss?
I don't know. I think I did. I didn't finish it, but I kind of did.
Wait, I think Jess just cussed on the radio.
Did you dump it? Did you dump? Okay. Cool. Sorry.
For those of you listening live right now, we're pretty sure that Jess just cussed on the radio. Do you want to try it again without cussing?
Yeah. Because I got lost in it. I forgot where I was.
Wait. If you're listening.
Because it's too personal, you know? It was like an outer body experience.
All right, Jess is going to try it again without cussing. All right, let's do this again. Can you please?
Yeah, I will.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Okay, all right. Here goes Jess, and without saying a cuss word this time. Here we go.
I wish you.
Please.
Now I'm just scared.
Please. I don't know. You can't even do it.
There is a list trending online right now that is of common skills that boomers are shocked that Gen Zers don't know how to do.
Okay.
But before we are quick to judge, let's go through this and see if, like, all of us are able to do all of these things on this list.
Because are we all on this show? We're all millennials of some sort. Charlotte, are you Gen Z?
I'm, like, literally the cusp.
Of millennials, so you're like the Gen Z. I'm like the eldest of millennial, and Charlotte's like the youngest of millennials. So we're like the spectrum here. But let's see if we can actually, before we start poking fun at the Gen Z, let's see how we can.
Yeah.
Okay.
Number one, how to read a map and figure out directions without GPS.
Nope.
Get out of here.
Nope, couldn't do it.
I couldn't do that.
If y'all put that, I've seen some people try to do that before, and I'm like, I could not even, I would be screwed.
Yeah, like, okay, Lewis and Clark.
Get out of here.
Like, literally, if you had to, like, save your life right
now. Get out of here.
If you were in the woods and they were like, hey, you got to get yourself out of here, but the only chance you have to survive.
I'm camping out, and that's my new home. That's my new home.
In the North Star? Like,
yeah, no, get out of here.
Done. Okay.
Second on the list, how to tell time on a clock with hands. I can do that.
Yeah. I can do that. Charlotte, can you do it?
Yeah, okay.
We can all handle that. Tell us though, if your Gen Z kids cannot do this though, let us know, because that I think that would be a bit concerning if your kid could not tell time.
You say that, but honestly, everyone's time is on their phone.
I know,
do you get what I'm saying?
That needs to be a basic life skill.
That's a
right?
Then, but now, why would they?
If your kid can't tell time on a clock, let us know. 410-583-1065. Text us, okay?
Another on the list of common skills that boomers are shocked that Gen Zers don't know how to do, how to write in cursive.
I do, but like, it's not great anymore because I haven't used it. But like, can you? Because Jess is like kind of in the middle of millennial. Can you write in cursive?
I can write in cursive. However, I will say that like my handwriting is so different now because I don't write as much as I used to. And I wonder, does anyone else relate to that feeling to where it's just kind of like it's harder for me, or it's like my hand gets like, okay, for example, when I was writing all of our thank you cards for our wedding, I was like five in and I'm like, woohoo, mama needs a break.
Can I just text them?
Like, I was like, why is this so hard for me? This should not be that hard, but it's because I've like rarely ever write anymore. And then when we talk about cursive, you know, a lot of people can't read it either.
Charlotte's almost Gen Z. Can you write in cursive?
I actually prefer writing in cursive.
You like
okay,
it.
Okay, pop off then. Love that.
Did they teach you that in school? Do they still teach cursive?
I remember in third grade we learned it, I think. And then I probably kept up with it more than most people because I would write in college cursive notes most of the time. Because like, I just feel like it's faster because you're not picking up your pen.
Okay, all right.
According to this list, Gen Zers don't know how to type on an actual keyboard.
Okay,
Why would they not?
That doesn't make sense because it's the same on the iPhone. It's the same keyboard.
Very different. As far as
like same but different. Yeah.
Same but different.
They know where it is, but okay, that one's.
Do they not?
They're on computers too.
Exactly.
I beg to differ.
Okay, yeah.
That one's weird.
I'd say it's probably better, if anything.
Okay. Give us one more.
How to drive stick shift.
Can't do it.
I don't know.
Can't do it.
I'll be stranded. Automatic for me.
Man, I always worry about that one, too. But I wonder, honestly, how many millennials would be stranded if we had to drive.
I don't think that's a Gen Z thing. I think that's just if you're not cool. You know what I mean?
Honestly,
I don't know how.
Let's pull that really quick over text. Millennials, let's even test millennials. Actually, let's test every generation really quick. Text us, tell us what generation you are, and can you drive a stick shift? Both my parents can drive it no problem, and they're Gen Z, or they boomer. They're boomer. They're both boomers. They can drive a stick shift like it's no problem. They were taught that. They know how to do it. It's no problem whatsoever. Me as a millennial, never learned it. Stresses me out. If I do they even make manual cars anymore? I don't even know if they make that. That would stress me out completely.
I feel like you gotta be a cool car guy.
My sister, who's 22, knows how to drive stick shift.
At 22?
But that's because she wanted to. And the car she wanted was stick shift.
That's cool of her.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Tell us your generation, and can you, like, literally, if you were stranded, could you drive a stick? Because I definitely could not.
$1,000 minute. Mix 106.5.
Okay, we always say play these questions in your car. See how you can do with this game. Caller 10's up today. Who's this? Hi.
This is Alex and Mom.
Wait,
who?
Your phone's breaking up. Say it one more time.
This is Alex and Mom.
Alex and Mom.
Mom, do you have a name or did you just come out the womb like that?
Sydney,
there we go. What's up, guys? Good morning.
Good morning.
But Alex isn't gonna say Sydney. Alex is gonna say my mom.
That's true. Don't call her Sydney. It's weird. Don't call your mom by her real name. It'd be awkward. We get it. Okay. Well, what's up, guys? Have you guys played this game before?
Yes, we have.
Well, let's go then. You guys know how to do this. We'll explain this to everybody else, and we're going to go in for this $1,000 in free gas. Jess, how do we do it?
If you can answer 7 trivia questions in 60 seconds, you win $1,000 in free dash in gas. But if you get one wrong, mispronounce one, or take longer than 60 seconds, you are out. Now, remember, you can pass on the ones you don't know. You just got to say pass, and then we will go back to them only if there is time at the end. Alex and Mom, you ready to play?
Yes. Yeah.
Your chance at $1,000 in Dash and Gas starts now.
Question number one. What comes first in the alphabet, G, H, or F?
F.
Correct. Question number two. What is the largest kind of shark?
Pass.
Question number three. In The Devil Wears Prada, who plays the intimidating magazine editor Miranda Presley?
Pass.
Question number four. The Great Lakes State is a nickname for which state?
Michigan.
Correct. Question number five. How many even numbers are there between 30 and 45? Or you can pass.
Pass.
Question number six. The company Zippo is known for making what?
Lighters.
Correct. Question number seven. What is the maximum number of outs in a full 9-inning baseball game for one team?
Oh. Three?
It's not three, unfortunately. It's not three.
That one's a tough one.
I know. That's a little math. A little baseball involved in that one.
We'll go back to the ones that you skipped and see how you guys would have done, okay? Question number two. What is the largest kind of shark?
That's tough.
Did Alex Google that one for you yet?
Come on. It's nobody.
Whale shark.
I know. And nobody knows that off the top of their head. That was tough. I would have said great white, too. Don't worry.
I thought it was great white, too.
Yeah.
So we learned something new today.
We did.
Question number three. In The Devil Wears Prada, who plays the intimidating magazine editor Miranda Priestley? That is Meryl Streep.
Meryl Streep was the answer.
Okay. Meryl Streep. Question number five. How many even numbers are there between 30 and 45? That answer is 7.
Yeah, that's tough.
7.
And that last one, what's the maximum number of outs in a full 9-inning baseball game for one team? That total is going to be 27.
Yep. Says three outs. Okay. Nine innings, right. Three outs, and that's how that one
I'm
was
thinking
played.
Three outs per inning.
Right.
Exactly.
Yeah. Your brain had to kind of think weird backwards on that one. Hey, it's a dynamic duo right here. It's Mom, it's Alex. You guys did pretty well. Especially that baseball question. You had to think weird on that one.
But you guys did a good job.
It's all good because you know how this works. Tomorrow we come back and it's a clean slate. It's seven more questions. We're going to go through them. Hopefully we can get the questions that work in your favor and we'll play for $1,000 more in free gas same time tomorrow, okay?
Sounds great. Thanks, guys.
Have a good day, you guys, and make sure to head to Dashin' for a burger and fries. Now you can enjoy a burger and 6 ounce of fries side by side at Dashin' today.
Hi, my name is Raylan. I'm 11 years old, and I'm calling from Baltimore, Maryland, and my joke is, what do baseball players say when they're hungry?
What do baseball players say when they are hungry?
It's time for Kid Jokes.
Yeah. What up? We are halfway through the week and it's time for Kid Jokes. Maybe you've never been here for this before. It's like a good way to like mark your week though. Like when you hear, it's time for the Kid Jokes.
You're halfway through.
Whew. Good marker. What is Kid Jokes, Jess?
It's when your kids take over our show and tell us their best and funniest kid joke and then we do our best to try and solve them. But it's a lot harder than you might think it is.
So this segment is not possible without funny kids. If you've got a funny kid in the car with you right now, we really need them to call the Kid Joke hotline. So like, encourage your kids right now. Say, hey, listen, you're a funny kid. Call. Like, get them on the phone for us. 855-KID-JOKE. That's our Kid Joke hotline. 855-KID-JOKE. Call it now, or whenever you've got a funny joke, we will then try to solve it. Raylan, it was what?
What do baseball players say when they're hungry?
Baseball players say when they're hungry.
I'm trying to think of like
pitch batter.
What do they say? Like running the bases. Where would you run?
Running the bases.
There's
batter.
Hot dogs. Okay. Oh wait, batter like baking. We're baking cookies.
Okay, batter. Let's batter.
Bake
some batter.
Let's go to the bakery and get the batter.
Batter. We're like
butter up.
Butter up.
Oh, okay.
Butter up.
Way more simple. Way more simple.
Butter up.
Made way more sense than anything
it's
we
a stretch,
just said.
But butter up. Yeah, we like it. All right. 855 kid joke.
My name is Lincoln. I'm almost 7. I live in Saverna Park, Maryland. My joke is, what do you call a rude cow?
A rude cow?
Yeah, what do you call a rude cow?
Moody.
Moody. Mm-hmm. Yeah, moody. You call him moody. We're going super solid. We feel good about it. We can call him moody.
Beef jerky.
Beef jerky.
Aw, man.
It's better.
Yeah.
It's better. Yep, you're right.
That's true.
855 kid joke. Call that if you're a funny kid. We will try to solve it.
Hi, I'm Mackenzie. I am 8 years old from Savannah Park, and my joke is, what is green, has 6 legs, but if it drops off out of a tree and onto you, will kill you?
What? Who? What would? What bug would do that?
We got to break that down piece by piece.
Hang on. I'm actually concerned. Is there a bug I don't know about? Wait, hang on. First I was like, caterpillar, and then she's like, but it'll kill you. And I'm like, wait, no. This is not fun.
What has 6 legs, is green, and if it drops out of a tree?
What's the mantis thing?
Onto you, it will kill you. A praying mantis?
Yeah.
I don't
think
it has
6 legs. Right? Praying mantis?
Wow.
Not a caterpillar?
What in the hell?
What would be green? That's kind of scary. What is she going to say? I just want to hear it. I'm more afraid.
I honestly don't even know where to start with this one.
A pool table.
A pool table.
A pool table? Wait. What does that mean? Is she just saying that? Or is this like, am I supposed to be reading between the lines? What does that mean?
She's not wrong. She's not wrong. What has 6 legs, is green, and if it falls out of a tree, it'll kill you. It's definitely a pool table.
A pool?
Yep.
Table.
No, she's not wrong. She's not wrong.
Freaked me out.
Damn. Wow. I am shook off that one.
What's the pool table doing in the tree?
That's not our purpose of knowing. She's not wrong. If a pool table fell out of a tree, it absolutely would kill us.
Is she saying that because like the legs on the pool table are wood and that was from a tree?
No, she's saying if a pool table fell out of a tree, it would kill us instantly. It would absolutely. How it got up there is not our problem to figure out.
All right.
That's not the question. It's the problem of How would kill us instantly? She's right. Okay. Damn it, you're right.
Hi, my name is Sam. I am 10 years old. I am from Westminster, Maryland. And here's my joke. Who works at the dam?
Beavers.
Who works? Oh, yeah, beavers, right?
Nobody else works at the dam but beavers.
Right.
They run the whole operation by themselves. Mr. Beaver and beavers. His friends. It's just, that's who it is.
The dam workers. Okay, thank you.
Wait.
The dam workers.
That was so
dam
good.
Dam workers. Somebody on the show has ended their relationship. Yeah, this may come really unexpected because I know that you guys were rooting for this one, man. I was, at least. I was really rooting for this one.
I don't think anyone really saw it coming.
I didn't.
Myself included.
Well, we probably should have seen this one coming, right?
I don't know.
Jessica, do you have any news you'd like to share today?
My 13-year-old niece, Abby, your beloved niece's no best star, has ended her relationship.
Yeah.
Actually, I'm really sad about this, you guys.
I know. Jess is really actually struggling with this as the aunt in this situation.
I was like really sad because, so Abby, and maybe you're like, wait, when did this happen? Yeah, girl, it happened. So a couple weeks ago, my niece Abby is like telling me about this boy that she likes and that.
Wait,
like,
did we talk about it on the show or
we
did
never
we not? Talked
we never about talked it. About it. And here's the deal. I wanted to talk about it, but I was like, we need to wait to see what happens because we all know what that's like having your first relationship
right.
at that age in middle school. And I just wanted to hold off. And actually, here was the situation was she was really excited to talk about it with Nieces Know Best,
yeah.
with Maya and myself. And she wanted to. She was all on board when she was like, Auntie, like, there's this boy, da 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 da, like, I'm allowed to like we but she went through this whole thing about like asking her parents permission if like he could be her boyfriend. Like it was
yeah.
it was this whole huge massive
13, man.
Process of like what the conversation that was going on with her parents. Like her parents were calling me, she was calling me, all like what should I say, all of these things, right? And she was like, oh my god, I can't wait to talk about this. And I was like, yeah, like if you want to talk about it, it's completely up to you. And then when it came time to talk about it, all of a sudden her energy was completely different. And I knew.
Yeah.
And I didn't want to press too much because I think the question I asked her, I was like, so how do you know when you want someone to be like your first boyfriend or girlfriend? And she was like, I don't really know what to say. Can you tell me what to say?
Oh.
And I was like, you know what? Let's just talk about something else completely. And then we moved on. And then a couple days later, she told me he's not my boyfriend anymore.
Oh, so she didn't bring it up when you guys were recording?
No, she didn't.
How long was their first relationship? First relationship?
It was a full school week.
Wow. Hey, you know what? Honestly,
I think that's really long. I think that's really long for your first
for 13.
For your first relationship ever. And like in middle school, I think a week long is basically like that's a year.
What happened?
She broke up with him.
No, why?
Because she, no, and I was so proud. And here, I have to give her this too. What I really love about Abby and her like generation, I feel,
yeah.
is like they're just like no nonsense. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So what happened?
In a sense of when they made it official, he started treating her so weird and like stopped being interested. Like he was kind of like ignoring her at like theater practice and stuff like that. And like wouldn't act
no.
like,
boy.
Yes, and wouldn't sure. act like they were together and as a 13-year-old would, as far as like sitting next to each other. Okay, everyone, like, and trust me, before you're like, she's 13. Like this was so PG. This was so innocent.
Right.
Like he wouldn't sit next to her. Mm-hmm. Like he just kept like, he was so distant that entire week. And so she went up to him. And she did it to his face. I'm so proud of her, too.
No notes.
No notes.
No text.
No nothing. No messaging. No video game. Nothing. She went up to his face and was like, I think it's better if we were friends because you've just been kind of like hurting my feelings and been treating me differently. I think we should just be friends.
Wasn't getting her needs met.
I
can appreciate that.
And I'm so proud of her for vocalizing how she
yeah.
felt to the person face to face and
pretty
not
solid.
Dealing with something that clearly was hurting her feelings.
Wait, really quick. How long was everybody's first relationship? Because a week, honestly, at 13, pretty solid. Your first relationship, how long was it, Jess?
3 days.
3 days.
3 days.
And you were how old?
I was in sixth grade.
Yeah,
so that's what, 11?
Yeah, 11, 12. Yeah, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Charlotte, your first relationship, how long did it last? And you were how old?
Mine was like a summer fling, I guess. Yeah. I don't know. I was a late bloomer. I was like 18.
Oh, okay, so okay.
It was very different vibes.
That's good. If you can get a summer out of somebody, that was pretty solid. Mine didn't even last 24 hours. I was sixth grade, and I called her and asked her to be my girlfriend, and the next day she broke up with me at school. So to get a full week at that age.
No, I think that was really solid. I'm proud of her, how she handled the whole situation.
Yeah. Tell me if this is an instant turnoff for women. Imagine that you're going over to a guy's house for the first time, and he had a pet rabbit. A pet rabbit. Would you be into it, or would you instantly be like, yo, what's going on with this dude? Like, what's his deal?
It's fun.
Because, yes,
iconic.
You love it. I've had two women now tell me that'd be the weirdest thing ever. They could go over to a guy's house, and his pet of choice
was a rabbit.
Last night, I'm like getting back into the idea of getting a dog again. Mm-hmm. In case you don't know, I owned, oh my God, the best dog ever. Her name was Kiki. And if you listen to the show for a long time, you know that I loved Kiki. And so I've just been kind of poking around, you know, just kind of browsing a little bit to see who's available. And last night I was on Bark's website, and all of a sudden I came across not a new dog, not a new cat, but I came across Cece. Okay. Now, Cece is a 10-month-old rabbit over at Bark's right now. And I just sent you guys a picture.
Oh my gosh.
Cece is beautiful. She's a black rabbit. And I'm like,
oh, she's so cute.
Wow.
Oh my God. She looks like she could be on a billboard.
Right? She's beautiful.
And Cece is like a spiritual successor name to Kiki, I feel like.
That's almost what I was thinking. Like, because I had a Kiki and then I saw a Cece and I was like,
wait, she's so cute. What's wrong with rabbits?
This is a sign. So I sent this to two of my female friends and they both literally sent back, and I can't say the exact phrasing that I asked Jess. I'm like, what's the equivalent of what one of my friends told me?
Literally turn off. And I don't know why you couldn't, like, what he was gonna say. I'm like, that's literally the last thing that you should be saying.
I can't say the exact phrase of what she said because it's inappropriate for the radio, but
the
was
point,
like,
that they were trying to get across is that having a man having a rabbit in his home is a turn off.
So you don't think so? You think if you went and you met a guy and his pet of choice was a rabbit for you, what's your instant, like, thing that you think about that guy, Jess?
Immediately, I was like, oh my God, that's so fun.
Fun. You get fun vibes?
Yeah, I was like, that's fun. I feel like that's unique because I just feel like that would be an unexpected thing. Like, I feel like that's an unexpected thing to walk into. And you're like, oh my God, it's a bunny. Like, this is so flipping cute.
He's out of the box thinker. He's not your standard typical guy. That's the vibe you're getting.
That's what I thought. And I also wonder if do your friends have like beef with bunnies?
I don't know. There's maybe bunny trauma.
Maybe I think maybe where they're coming from is possibly like the smell. Maybe
they do kind of stink though, right?
So I think it's just a matter of like the cleanliness. And as long as you're on top, as long as you're on top of that, as long as I didn't walk in and it reeks in there, it would be gross. But if everything's cute and clean, I'd be like, oh my gosh, this is so cute.
It's probably comparable to like guinea pigs. My sister has guinea pigs and they're really not that stinky.
So Charlotte, you go on a date with a guy. Charlotte's single too. So you go on a date with a guy. He's like, hey, I got this pet. You got to meet her. Cece, she's a rabbit. Your initial reaction is what?
Green flag.
Green flag.
He's a caretaker. He cares for small animals. He doesn't need the obvious thing. He can get down with a little critter. I'd be rocking with it.
Not critter.
Down with a little critter. Okay, do you agree with that? Is that like that's cool for you too? All right. Faith from Dundalk, good morning.
Good morning. I feel like I'm uniquely qualified to answer your question about the rabbits.
Why?
I own two of them.
Okay.
Oh, perfect. Well,
I would say you're a little biased, but go ahead.
I'm a little biased?
Yeah, I think you're a little biased.
No. So when my boyfriend and I got together, we wanted a pet, but the apartment's kind of little. Like, it's not like tiny, but it's just a smaller end apartment.
Yeah.
And he hates cats.
Yeah. Mm.
Absolutely hates them. I love cats. He hates them.
Right.
So we got a bunny rabbit. Her name's Serenity.
Okay.
Aww.
She's a menace. She is the love of our lives, and we treat her just like we would like a human baby.
Right.
So I feel like if I went to a man's house and he owned a rabbit, instant turn on.
But you're a bunny person.
Well, I wasn't until I got one.
Right. So, but imagine if you before.
Yeah.
That,
can you think of yourself as like
not
pre-bunny
bunny person? That's what
pre-bunny.
I'm,
like, would you walk in and like clearly be turned on, or would you be turned off by it?
Honestly, pre-bunny face, if I walked in and saw a rabbit, honestly, I would just gush. I would just gush. I'd be like, oh, my God. Can I pet your bunny?
Yeah.
Can I hold your bunny? Like, I would freak out.
Yeah, because I think it's something you, it's not the expected. You're thinking you're going to see a dog, a cat, or a fish, you know?
Okay.
And, like, if a bunny, if you walk into a bunny situation, you're like, oh, my God, this is so fun. And, like, I'm not even at, like, a petting zoo.
It's
like,
different.
This is,
it's weird. Okay.
It's like an attraction almost. Okay. It's like, yeah, it's like an activity, I feel.
Okay, so for
yeah,
you,
I would definitely want to go to his house more often. Whoa. If I walked in and saw a guy with a bunny.
More
bunny.
Often. Okay.
Then you're gonna be. Then they're gonna start using you for your
for
bunny.
The bunny. Okay, all right, we like that.
Yes.
Quick question: how is your partner's name saved in your phone right now? Actually, they're saying that your answer could mean something about your relationship. So I'm not going to tell you what the answer is yet.
Here we go.
You've got to tell us. You got to tell us what your answer is first before I tell you what it means. So tell us your answer first of what it is. And Charlotte, you and I can play along with this too, just with previous relationships. Your most recent relationship.
Okay.
What was your partner saved as? The only person that's in a successful relationship right now is Jess. What is Garage Boy saved in as your phone? It's as Garage Boy, because that'd be weird.
Could you imagine if it was Garage Boy?
That'd be so
and then like the picture is like of him literally in a garage.
That'd be so funny.
It's
what would
not
you guys
even
think?
Him. It's just a garage door.
Yeah, it's literally just the garage door. That's it.
I think you're taking the bit too far. It's gone too far at this point.
Okay.
What's he in your phone as?
He is saved as baby.
Baby's
and the
good.
Emojis are like the smiley face with the hearts,
okay,
a white heart, and then the little groom. And then the picture of him is just like my favorite picture that I've seen of him in all my life.
Love Aww. It. It's solid. Charlotte, your most recent relationship, what was your partner saved in your phone as? And I'll tell you why this is important. And text is yours too, 410-583-1065. And again, you don't know what you're getting yourself into. I'm not telling you why this is important yet, but I'll tell you what the experts say, what it saved in your phone as and what it means for your relationship in a second.
It was just his name with like a clover emoji, because we always had like a thing that we were like, you bring me good luck.
His actual name though?
Yeah, it was his. I've never saved a partner as like a pet
a
name.
Nickname?
Yeah.
Really?
My ex-wife was Boo. Because you got to remember, like, Boo was popular back then. Like, my Boo Usher was like, that was kind of the era. It was, it's been a long time now, y'all. So, okay, here's what the experts say, though, depending on what it is. If the nickname or pet name can indicate that maybe it's a more personal, intimate relationship, while if you have a person's full name in your phone, like their actual name, it could be a colder or more formal way of having somebody in your phone. So maybe if you have a nickname for your partner, you could have an actual more intimate relationship with your partner than if you have their full name.
Did you guys ever, okay, so when you're with your partner in real life, did you call them pet names or did you ever say their actual name? Because I literally never ever say Garage Boy's actual name ever, unless we're having some like crazy actually
fight.
No, not
it's
even
fight.
Actually, even if like it's a serious conversation,
you know.
I'm never like, now Gerald,
see
where I'm
that's
coming from, like I've
yeah.
never done that before,
because I feel like I say people's names a lot,
yeah,
like over like a generic baby, like it's like I feel like I like hearing my like someone say my name if I like them. I don't know.
I felt like you even cringed though when you said the word baby.
Yeah, I don't know.
Like
that felt,
did you see her?
Yeah, you
that
like,
didn't
hated
feel
that.
Right.
You hated
did not
that.
Feel right.
Ew,
that.
I didn't like it.
To bay or not to bay? That is the Maryland question.
Yeah, we can't come up with a more Maryland radio segment than this. And if you can, you can always text us. This is about as good as we can do. We call this to bay or not to bay. Jess, how do we even come up with this concept?
It is a Maryland-themed taste test that was actually only supposed to last a few months when we first started, and it's kind of turned into the biggest thing that we do. When we put Old Bay on things that you typically wouldn't put Old Bay on, because when we moved here 5 years ago, we had never heard about Old Bay, and everyone said we could put it on anything. Now, we have tested that theory. That is not true, but it definitely goes really well with things that you probably haven't tried before.
Right. So this month, we challenged ourselves, since it is April, to do all A foods. And you guys voted on... We gave
almond,
you two options.
Butter, yeah. Toast. Between that and something else.
I think it was apricots or this. And so you guys said almond butter toast. That's what we're going to try. I doubt anyone has ever put Old Bay onto almond butter, but you know what?
I've actually never had almond butter.
You know why?
Do
you know why you never had almond butter? I'm going to tell you exactly
why. What's the situation?
Because everyone goes to the grocery store, and they see peanut butter, and they see almond butter. Then you realize that almond butter is double the price of peanut butter, and you said, peanut butter's fine.
Oh.
Yeah, that's like $12. Don't waste that, by the way, okay? I'm taking it home with me.
Wait, what is the difference, though? Like, what's the dealio?
One's peanuts, one's almonds.
Oh, but like, why would you have the almond instead of the peanut? Is there like a purpose?
It's like bougie people, man. I don't know.
Oh, okay.
Don't worry. The store was stacked full
of
those things.
I've
never
had it.
Nobody picks the almond butter. Okay,
it
so
looks different.
It's kind of oily.
It's kind of, why is it watery in there?
I don't
know. You gotta mix it up a little bit.
But you better take a damn bite of that and don't waste any of it. It's very expensive.
Okay.
So just try it. I mean, why don't you take a bite and see what it tastes like? This is rich people food right here, Jessica. Like, what's the difference between that and peanut butter? Don't make a face.
I literally can't tell the difference.
You better not say that.
Well, I'm just saying.
I feel like it's like,
said it.
I feel like really healthy people just say they have to eat. You know what I mean? They're just like, oh, I had almond butter this morning. And you're like, why peanut butter? They're like, well, I had almond butter. And you're like, all right, cool.
It does taste like a little more bland than peanut.
Okay.
Maybe like a little less flavor. It's definitely more calm.
But now you get
of
to
the
brag.
Two butters.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So,
you know, it's giving calm.
So let's try it now. If we were to add, maybe let's add some flavor to it to be good. If we were to add some Old Bay to some almond butter toast, does it get better? Here goes Jess.
Okay.
In this odd combination of foods, I can't imagine.
It's gonna be something.
Ew. Yeah, that's just straight up not well.
Tell me.
Oh my God. Like, I can't even identify the taste. It's just not working very well. That's bad.
Like, you got to describe it. What is it?
Like, just salt.
Salt.
Just like plain salt.
Yeah. Can you even taste the almondy at all?
No.
It's just overwhelming with the Old Bay?
It's just like gooey and salty.
Yeah.
And kind of gross. Mm.
So when it comes to almond butter toast and Old Bay, or is it even Too Bay at this point?
Definitely not Too Bay. Not Too Bay.
Okay.
Hey, thanks for listening.
Make sure you subscribe to get the show daily.
And if you think we've earned it, give us 5 stars.
Hear Kramer and Jess live every morning on Mix 106.5 Baltimore.
And check out the Kramer and Jess Uncensored podcast at KramerandJess.com.